This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, we didn't have a big surprise on Super Tuesday, but Nikki Haley, of course, has a win. That's Vermont. Trump wins everything else, but what's happening in California, that is very noteworthy, because for the first time, I think, in a long time, we've got a Republican and a Democrat who are going to face off in November for the Senate seat. And the top two vote-getters weren't Democrats this time. Is something happening in California? Could something actually be going on? With Steve Garvey going to face off against Adam Schiff in November? And I got to tell you, folks, I think people in California are pretty happy about that. Because Edmund, who's not happy about it, obviously Adam Schiff, he would have much rather run against Katie Porter or Barbara Lee, both who did not have very good showings at all in the voting on the Super Tuesday or the California primary. So Adam Schiff is going to have an actual campaign on his hands that's actually going to be telling about all the things he actually said and did. I could go on and on. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, we want to welcome everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, of course, everybody listening along the GCN network. We so much appreciate everybody at GCN. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we do appreciate the hard work that they do. And folks, welcome one, welcome all. By the way, you can head over to GCNlive.com if you'd like to find out about the live streams for the program as well. And once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about here on this Wednesday edition. Bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, again, right here on AM 860, and then also Brandon Rimes, who's the consumer quarterback here on AM 860 as well. Lots to talk about for sports and business and politics, because this morning it's all going to go together, folks, because it was Super Tuesday. All right, well, I'll tell you this, though. There's something that Joe Biden is out there saying. He was coming off of Air Force One, I believe, or getting back on Air Force One, and he was asked by a reporter about the concerns that Democrats have about his poll numbers. This is what he said to that reporter. It's a little bit hard to hear, only because of the jet noise there, but listen to what Joe Biden said to this reporter.
What's your message to Democrats who are concerned about your poll numbers?
My poll numbers, the last five polls you guys don't report, I'm winning. Five in a row. You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
Five in a row. Can somebody, I don't know, maybe, can somebody tell me the five polls that Joe Biden won? Five in a row? Can somebody tell me about that? Because it's hard to find them, even if you aggregate things together. You know, if you go over to Real Clear Politics Average or even 538 and so forth, I mean, it's really, really kind of difficult to find that. But that's another Joe Bidenism. That's just Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe is just, you know, that's just Uncle Joe. No big deal there. Well, it's kind of a big deal because, again, he's trying to give the notion that it's all on track. But after this Super Tuesday result, we'll talk more about some of the specifics in the next segment. But, you know, folks, obviously Donald Trump has won very, very big. But now we're going to see, obviously with Joe Biden, he lost American Samoa, by the way, to a guy named Jason Palmer, who said he didn't even know he won until his phone started blowing up, with reporters and campaign people. And he evidently did some Zoom meetings and ended up winning American Samoa, which Michael Bloomberg, I think, had won before. But this guy, I don't think he spent any money at all, it seems, at whatever, comparatively very, very, very small amount, but yet ended up being the big story in terms of what did Joe Biden lose, you know. But, of course, Nikki Haley winning Vermont. Now, this is where it gets serious, though. With Nikki Haley, that's a win for Nikki Haley, no doubt about that. But, and so that brings her number of wins to two, we understand. She's got D.C. and now she's got Vermont. But in all seriousness, she's going to have to do something about trying to bring this all home now, somehow trying to bring things together. That's going to be key if there's going to be any other kind of unity for the Republican Party. So how does she do that? Well, we'll have to see if she even wants to do it. All right, let's go 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa this morning. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Donald, let me tell you to your face, nobody in America knows more about politics than me. It's like Rush Limbaugh said, he hates listening to anybody else because you don't know nothing. Okay, Donald, where's Carl Jackson and Officer Tatum and Kevin Jackson, three black conservatives on True Social? Were you giving them, though, your PAC giving them some money so they do commercials to let blacks know that Joe Biden and the Democrats hate them and they're bringing these illegals in? Okay, where is everybody? Nikki Haley ain't going nowhere. She's paid by George Soros to go out there and she's going to jump and run as independent, try and peel up. She hates America. She hates Donald Trump. She hates you. Joe Biden sucks. Ladies and gentlemen, who's the idiot in your family that's going to vote for the Democrat? Who's the idiot? You parents out there, you're going to let your kids go because Taylor Swift said to vote for a Democrat? You're going to tell them to ruin the country? Are you stupid? While they got transgender out there and your daughters get mutilated over here, they don't care about you. Who's the idiot in America? I don't care if you're in California or New York or Chicago or Washington. Who's the idiot that's going to vote for a Democrat? You're a sellout and you hate this country if you vote for this idiot. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I've... Folks, it's a public service. You don't need your coffee this morning because we've had Todd in Tampa. Stay right there. We are coming right back. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues. If you're just waking up, you're just joining us on the radio this morning. We hope that you have a great day ahead of you. And we're happy to help you get it kick-started this morning. And by the way, when all else fails, when all else fails and Donald Trump is just winning big, and he's again demonstrating that he is the one who the Republicans want to be their standard bearer. If you're Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, when all else fails, you just have to cut him off. Okay, you have to cut him off, and again try to make it appear that you're doing the most professional thing in the world. You don't want to knowingly broadcast lies. And you go to the viewers and you tell them, you know, this is what we're doing because we have to make this decision for you. And so the best way, I guess, I mean, wait a minute. I thought Donald Trump was destroying democracy. Why don't, and by the way, are you worried about democracy at this point? I mean, people went out all over the country today. You know, for Super Tuesday, and they cast their votes. I didn't hear about any problems or anything like that, and everything's kind of running as far as we can tell, right? You know, I don't know. Was this part one of destroying democracy? I just want to get on the same page, right? That's all I want to do. But no, well, obviously he's not destroying democracy. He was actually doing the very thing that we do in order to practice democracy here in our constitutional republic. But listen to what Rachel Maddow said. It's incredibly entertaining, and we provide it for entertainment purposes. Here we are for this great audio quote. Let's listen in.
And we have no choice.
Yeah, okay. November, you know, it is
Okay. I will say that it is a decision that we revisit constantly in terms of the balance between allowing somebody to knowingly lie on your air about things they've lied about before and you can predict they're going to lie about, and so therefore it is just... it's irresponsible to allow them to do that. It's a balance between knowing that that's irresponsible to broadcast.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so somehow she's got the lie-o-meter or whatever that is. But honestly, yes, doesn't it sound so pro? It sounds so professional. This sounds so thought out. It's so serious, my friends. Well, you know, come on. Come on. You know, you're telling me that... you know, half the things Joe Biden did. In fact, Joe Biden just said, right, that I don't know if they broadcast this on MSNBC, but Joe Biden just said five in a row, right? And how about this other one? I mean, obviously, you could just take your pick with all the Hunter Biden stuff. I had no business dealings. You know, you could just take your pick. But how about recently? I've done everything I can do at the border. Did they broadcast that? You know. Because that turned out not to be true, right? Even by Joe Biden himself. You know, well, we're going to maybe do some executive orders. Because they won't pass the bipartisan bill that will fix everything, right? That's the thing. Okay, let's finish this out here real quick.
And also knowing that as the de facto, soon to be de facto, nominee of the Republican Party, this is not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how we'll balance it. Yeah. Why don't we fact check the hell out of him?
Yes, and we do that after the fact, and that is the best remedy that we've got. It does not fix the fact that we broadcast it.
But okay, honestly. Stop right there.
That he said.
Okay, so why don't we fact check it? we kind of do, but that doesn't fix the fact that we've broadcasted it. So, folks, I guess you can sleep well at night if you're one of the small group of people who might be listening to Rachel Maddow at this point, and they're going to filter it out for you, because that's really their job, isn't it? Their job is to filter it out for you so you kind of only get what they want you to get, as opposed to, you know, politicians come out and make acceptance speeches. Arguably, they can take some time, especially with introductions and thank yous and things like that. And typically, news services will dip into the relevant part of that speech. But this is a different deal altogether, isn't it? This is just, we can't explain this. We can't explain what's happening with Donald Trump. We can't explain what's happening with the electorate. We can't, in other words, maybe that's a different way to put that. They can't explain it to themselves because they just don't get it. But people across the highways and byways, they get it. And so whether or not you're trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot, you know, by saying he's not eligible, calling him an oath-breaking insurrectionist, whether you're trying to sue him into oblivion to try to, you know, just – and so we get these trials going but right before the election because that's what we need – you know, what, or we're just not going to air what he says, you know, in a legitimate news night happening that any other news source or news outlet would be covering because it's the news. And then to have this ridiculous, you know, sort of diatribe about we don't do this here because we're so, you know, I just really feel sorry for them over there. Because obviously it's not what the public really, really wants. It just simply goes, it's just commentary. That's just what it becomes. But at any rate, folks, and by the way, back in hour number one, we did, listen to a good chunk of what, President Trump was saying. And again, you know, and we even heard what Steve Garvey was talking about. And Steve Garvey, and again, I think it's significant because again, in California, back during the Schwarzenegger era, there was this thing put in place where the top two vote getters would go to the runoff or the general election in this case. And so we have Arnold Schwarzenegger to thank for that, I guess. But, you know, so typically you just get the two Democrats. And then the two Democrats have to kind of have a campaign, you know, and it's kind of more of a popularity contest at that point. But this means that, again, things get in play. Because, in fact, I'm going to go back here and look, because we've been watching this all morning long. And, you know, earlier, it was Schiff was like 35 or 34% when we started. Steve Garvey was around 30%. You know, we still got a lot of votes coming in. And the tallies keep changing and updating. But right now, as we're in the 5 o'clock hour this morning, in the aftermath of Super Tuesday, Adam Schiff has 33.28%. Steve Garvey has 32.32%. And right now, they both have a little over 1.2 million people that voted for them. So, you know, 47% of the votes are in right now. Obviously, things can change. But right now, as we look at this, I mean, this is pretty significant. In other words, if you can get in something into play here, and not just in California, but other places as well, but this, because the thing with Adam Schiff, you know, come on, man, I'll do a Joe Biden for that one. Come on, man, Adam Schiff, really, as a senator? Now, that's really just not going to be good. Not good for California, and it's not good for America, I'll tell you that much. But Steve Garvey, of course, you know, if he can pull out a win in November, and it's not going to be easy. I have no illusions. I'm not being Pollyannish about this. It's going to be an uphill battle because, you know, we're looking at like Katie Porter. She kind of bottomed out at 13.8% here. Barbara Lee at about 7. So, you know, obviously, if those supporters go over to Adam Schiff, it makes it much harder, obviously. But because of the state of affairs, I mean, if you could put California's Senate seat in play like that, then anything's possible. Because as we look, and as not just the presidential election, but the House and the Senate are crucial at this point. But this could also be the beginnings of a testament to how messed up everything really is, especially in California. And, you know, if this kind of sentiment can spread, well, then there can be some real interesting things that could happen on the other side of November 5th. And wouldn't that be something? Well, but again, you know, we're working hard here. We got a lot to talk about. We've got during this space of time between right now and November is going to be one of the most interesting times, to say the least, in American history. Donald Trump said the election would be the most consequential. That is kind of a cliched phrase over time. But folks, when he said that earlier yesterday evening, he really meant it, because it actually is really true. This particular election is going to be incredibly decisive for the future in ways that we've never seen that happen before. So, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung 3 or 4 times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Wednesday edition continues on. Now, folks, as we go through this week, we're going to head up to the State of the Union. You thought Super Tuesday was fun. Just wait until we get to the State of the Union with Joe Biden. So that's going to be incredibly interesting. We have heard he's going to ask the question, conceptually here, whose side are you on? Well, and of course, he'll be on the side of democracy and they'll be protecting it and all this other stuff. But, you know, it's still going to be very interesting. So just wait. Just stay with us throughout the week here as we head towards the State of the Union now. All right. Well, folks, Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning. We've got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. And he's right here, of course, on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear Patrick on the Sports Zone, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Times. That's Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Patrick is also the insurance quarterback. So good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. Doing great. That's a pretty cool morning.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. I like what you had to say there, so I have to interject.
Thank you.
You know, who are you for? I'm for somebody who's confident to do the job. That's what I'm for, and who has the right policies and the right future for our country. How's that sound? It has nothing to do with personalities or a beauty contest or a popularity contest. We need to wake up and do that. And I hope everybody gets out and votes come November 5th. I know it's, you know, 6 months away, but let's get ready to really rock, okay,
yep.
At least.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah.
And it's just got to get out there and make it happen. But anyway, some news down in Miami with tight end Smith. Janu was a great tight end for the Tennessee Titans, and then he went to Atlanta last year, and he did a good job. Miami needs a tight end. That could be the difference of them, you know, advancing in the playoff system when they get there. So that'll be interesting to see if he signs with them, from Miami Dolphin fans out there. And then for fans there in Indianapolis, the Colts have used a franchise tag on Mr. Pittman. So, great wide receiver. His dad played running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl, Kyle. And, speaking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Antoine Winfield has been franchise tagged, as well as Mike Evans has signed a contract to stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, exciting news for Tampa Bay. Now they just have to final puzzles the signing Baker Mayfield. There's some talk that he might go to New England because of the GM at Cleveland now is in New England. But I don't think that's going to happen. He's going to stay here. I believe they're going to make it work. Now that Mike Evans is signed, they have a shot next year to really do something in the playoffs if they can keep getting these pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So
very cool.
That'll be really cool for the Tampa Bay fans out there to root that in. I want to share this with you, Kyle. Great guy, Chris Mortensen, big ESPN football analyst and insider for a lot of years. He passed away, man. He was 72, and he's a great guy, nice person, always was there for the NFL. Made it fun, made it enlightening, and didn't condescend to people or talk down to them. He just told you what was going on. So he's going to be sorely missed.
And yeah.
It's a shame. You know, a little too young, man, a little too young. You know, we all want to have a long life. And, you know, a lot of people go younger than that, but you like to at least make your life expectancy, Kyle.
Well, sure. Yeah, and also to be a pro and, you know, to kind of be, you know, sort of old school like that, it's kind of some of that's missing these days, too.
Yes, sir, Kyle. Very good point. Yeah, we're getting too much of silliness, I'm going to call it, instead of just good reporting and good grammar and good everything needs to be done a little bit better. That's just one person's take on it. Speaking about the quarterback situation with Baker Mayfield, Jacoby Brissett, he's been all over the league, and he was with New England back in the day. And recently he was with the Washington football team, we'll call him. And it looks like he might reunite with New England, because I don't think they're going to get Baker Mayfield. I don't know if anybody's going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Belichick leaving, that changes some things also on what's going to happen. Okay. Joe Flacco, you know, it's funny. You know, last year at this time, we were thinking he's done, and then he was on the couch, and then he jumps back to the Cleveland Browns and makes it happen for them to get to the playoffs. So we'll see what happens with them. The quarterback position in the NFL is so key right now. The game has changed so much to be more quarterback because of the rule changes, Kyle. And I think it's a good thing. That's what people want to see, and I get it. You know, I'm old school in some respects, but I want the game to evolve. This new kickoff rule is going to be interesting, Kyle. I mean, if it all, you know, kicking the ball from the 40 and saying that you have to only onside kick when you're behind in the fourth quarter. You know, the surprise onside kick is gone now, which, you know, that's fine. It is what it is. I'm just curious to what's going to happen with this new kickoff rule and how it's going to impact the game. So we shall see, sir. We shall see.
Indeed. Well, you know, a lot of times I know sometimes the kickoff can go just back into the end zone anyway, but
yeah.
But I know people, they do want to see, you know, big run backs, but that's there's been some concern about that, I think, right? Because of the you know, people getting hurt, that kind of stuff.
That's it, Kyle. You know, you got guys running 50 yards all out, 265 pounds. You know, that's a lot of weight going downfield, man. A lot of force, you know, That's where the injuries occur, the head injuries, the spinal cord injuries. So I understand what they're trying to do. Your point is perfect. You know, last year, I mean, it was ridiculous. They were kicking the ball in the end zone, putting it at the 25. I said, you know what? Let's just eliminate the kickoff and put it at the 25. It's going to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was listening, so I'm glad about that, because something had to change. I mean, if they just put the ball up 25 and said, let's go, I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd be like, okay. And again, I would say when you want to do the onside kick, you just say, okay, we're going to do the onside kick now. So it's going to be interesting. They're going to let them change on the onside kick. Back in the day, Kyle, you know, you could line up 10 guys on one side of the field and kick that way and just try to, you know, cover it. And so, no, that's too dangerous also. So now I think they're going to at least like to put 8 over there versus before it had to be, you know, 6 and 5. So anyway, we shall see how that pans out. Josh Allen for our Jacksonville Jaguars fans here in Florida. Another Josh Allen, not the QB for Buffalo, but the defensive end for the edge rusher for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Looks like they're going to franchise tag him. So that franchise tag, it's kind of a curse in some cases there, Kyle, the way that works out. So, interesting. Just getting everybody up on football news. We'll talk a little NASCAR on Friday with you, Kyle. And, basketball and hockey playoffs will be coming around. And then March Madness. Okay, this Sunday will be, who's going to be the, you know, 64 teams. Everybody will be looking to see what happens, see if their college gets in or their team that they root for at college gets in. So it's always fun. March Madness is when people putting brackets together and things of that nature. It's some fun to root in. Even your novice fan can enjoy and say, oh, did my team win? Did I advance? You know, like they advance. So it's a lot of fun. And then don't want to forget, a lot of people really enjoy, you know, bicycle ride in Paris. You know, they get the stage 4 coming up today, so people are into that. That's, you know, everybody has their, you know, likes and dislikes, Kyle, and everybody has their wants and needs, and that's what I try to do for people, just to let them know that let's get what you want, what you need, what you like, what you can afford. What can we do to accomplish your problems? I just try to be a solution guy, because if you do that, you're going to get to the right, you know, barriers in life and make it happen. So anyway, that's you know, what I do, Kyle. I'd love to help people out. It's all, something I've been doing for over 35 years now, man, and I enjoy it, and it's a good thing. And anybody who needs my assistance, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I'm not sure to say, I bet I can show you ways to save money and plan for your future and current, you know, cost on prescriptions is going through the roof. The cost of insurance is getting high, you know. If you have an annuity that you haven't had looked at in the last few years, please give me a call. Let me take a look at it and see if I can get you something better. Again, my name is Patrick Highland. You can reach me at 813-966-1052. Cal, talk to you Friday. God bless and have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you, Patrick. God bless. We will talk again on Friday. Patrick Highland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And speaking of that, we're coming right back. We're going to talk with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down. All right, Wednesday edition. Continues here in the 5 o'clock hour. If you're just waking up, if you're just joining us, we're here to help get your day started and send you off into your day with a smile and whatever else we can think of here. And we're glad that you're with us, glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you this morning, of course, here on the program. And folks, we've got a real treat because it's Wednesday. That means we get to talk with Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer QB. He's got the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear Brandon weekdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's Monday through Friday right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Brandon. He's with us by telephone this morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've got so much to talk about, of course. And, you know, I do have a couple of real estate questions for you and consumer questions. But what was your take, of course, on the events of Super Tuesday and where we're going from here?
Yeah, you know, I didn't follow as much as I normally do. I have family in town, so I was kind of taking a break from the politics. But I'm assuming Trump won a lot of states, huh?
He won all of the Super Tuesday states with the exception of Vermont. Nikki Haley won Vermont, but it's definitely very overwhelming for Donald Trump, even in terms of these percentages of votes. and so forth. You know, there's no big surprise in the grand sense, but obviously now that it's here, it's come, it's gone, and now that that electricity and that energy, I think, has actually been sort of pumped up a little bit just because now we've gone through Super Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's interesting, too, because when you watch, I was watching an episode of Bill Maher the other day, and it had Dr. Phil on there, and it was interesting to see them kind of spar a little bit. But, you know, it's just, it's when you think about Bill Maher and some of his guests he has, they are so dug in on this whole idea of an insurrection. It's just disgusting. Like it really was an insurrection. You know, there was no weapons. There was nothing. It was a complete setup by Nancy Pelosi. All of the events leading up to the J6, it's a complete sham. And that's the problem, is the left lies and they tell all these fake stories and they try to make it seem like this guy's evil, but he was the best president that we've had in 20, 30, 40 years. And he was also, you know, a game changer for minorities. He helped the economy in so many different ways. And then so they still continue to use that same playbook, the same lie. And a lot of the lies, if you ever notice, they're exactly what they're doing.
Right.
You know, it's exactly what the left is doing.
So, indeed.
So, yeah, I think the voters are going to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And, yeah, this is definitely going to be a very, very interesting but obviously crucial election. Well, one of the things, of course, that's front and center in the election, Brandon, is the economy and obviously the real estate market as well. I was seeing earlier today this thing they call the lock-in effect, the mortgage lock-in effect, from an article I saw earlier from Markets Insider. They're saying basically even if the interest rates were to fall, which in some ways a lot of people now think maybe there won't even be a cut. It just depends, but, you know, hopefully there will be. But there's also a scenario where maybe there wouldn't be. But even if they did and mortgage rates fell, you'd still have this lock-in effect of many homeowners who don't want to make a change because of the high interest rates.
Yeah, yeah, you see that. And I can kind of understand how that sentiment would be there. Then, you know, when you look at real estate as a whole, the sector that still is somewhat scary because there's foreclosure activity is the office. It's, you know, the commercial real estate sector that refuses to recover is the office area. Vacancy rates are still high and they're still rising, and office foreclosures are on the rise. So that's, you know, one area to look at, kind of keep an eye on that. You look at the hotel industry, it's booming. It's come back to pre-occupancy level, pre-COVID occupancy levels. And then also, you know, some areas in the country, especially Texas, like Dallas, are signing up new leases for retail and industrial spaces. And I follow one of the chief economists at the National Association of Realtors was saying that. But yeah, and then, you know, you look at areas like Florida, we're still pretty booming down here in Tampa Bay. We're still booming. Properties that are priced right are selling. We put 8 properties under contract in the last 5 days. So, yeah, things are going well. And people are moving to those areas that are respecting their freedoms, that are standing up for, you know, for another example in Florida is the University of Florida fired all of their DEI department, their entire DEI department, which is basically your anti-racism or your you know, racism department, you know, in the universities, freeing up $5 million of capital to go to actual learning and actual programs, you know, Kyle?
Exactly. Yeah. So this is some pretty good headway, you know, that's being made. And you mentioned about commercial real estate, and we've talked a little bit about that before, of course. But, you know, some might think, well, what does it matter if office space, you know, isn't coming back or just lays fallow? But that can have a real bad effect in your community or in your city, in your town, because that property owner is not going to be able to repurpose that property too easily. You know, if it's not going to be ever really used for office space, you know, it just takes time and money, and that could be vacant for a long time, let's say, or nothing happening in that area. And it hurts the small businesses around there that, you know, have, you know, there's sandwich places and restaurants and other things that business people go to if they go to the office.
Yeah, yeah, and also the debt, you know, the debt load too. So a lot of times they could lean to foreclosure because they can't refinance that debt. They can't refi that debt, and then they're stuck with that payment that they can't afford because now they don't have the tenants. So yeah, it's a ripple effect. It's there, and that's one area to kind of keep an eye out. But you know, you're still going to have a certain amount of move up buyers that are saying, "Hey, I got to sell this big house and go to a single story home, or maybe even move to an assisted living facility." You know, we've got clients throughout. You know, my wife and I own our team at Keller Williams Realty here in Tampa Bay, and we've got clients spectrum of different parts of their life, different areas of life and business, and making all kinds of different moves. So that's the beauty of real estate, is it's an insurable asset. You can insure it. You can live in it. You can rent it out. You can work out of it. And it's a still somewhat liquid asset class.
Well, sure. Yeah. And they don't make any more land. that's a cool thing about real estate, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a finite resource in that regard. And but you know, all over the country, though, and the real estate markets do vary, you know, in terms of microcosms, different. And like you mentioned, too, you know, where places that respect people's freedoms, things like this, people are gravitating there. And then in other places where in the big blue states, you know, what good is a 4,000 square foot house or something if you've got all kinds of crime because all the police have quit because of, you know, all these problems, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, another area of concern is just the fact that in a lot of areas, you know, we're still not keeping up with affordable housing. So there's not that lower tier of housing. From an affordability standpoint, so you have areas like Sarasota, Bradenton, for example, is one in Florida that comes to mind, where you have you know, people that are paramedics, fire, EMS, police that can't afford to live in the city closest, you know, the city proper. So it makes it a challenge. So yeah, we need more affordable housing, and you know, there's challenges in real estate, and you know, there's always going to be that challenge, but I think we need to do a little bit more to try to bring that around.
I completely agree, 100%. Well, Brandon, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, hey guys, anybody, if you need help with real estate, any market, any state, we can help you because we're Keller Williams and we're a national company, a worldwide company for that matter. And you can reach us at 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. And also my website is consumerqb.com, because my show is called the Consumer Quarterback Show. So it's consumerqb, like quarterback.com, and we'd love to help you.
Sounds great. And, of course, people can hear you right here on AM 860 The Answer, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Times, Monday through Friday. And they can go to theanswertampa.com, by the way, if they're not in the Tampa area, so they can hear your show.
Awesome. I love it.
Exactly.
We love Salem. What a great station.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Brandon Rimes, thanks. Thanks for being here with us this morning. Great to talk with you as always, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. And folks, we're out of here for the morning. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.